Hello, this is Sid and Millie Chats. I'm Sid,
I'm Millie.
and we invite you to be a fly on our wall. Well, we watched the Manchester United versus
Newcastle.
Newcastle game today.
Yeah.
Similar results to the last two games we saw, Millie.
Yeah,
Another
similar.
loss. What were your thoughts? Anything that we saw repeated from those last two games? Any differences that you want to kind of comment on?
I don't think there was really any like differences. Nothing really, no improvements, I guess. Kind of seeing the same thing. I think as soon as the team sheet came out, it was a little bit of shock. We haven't seen the combination of Casemiro and Eriksen in a little while. So I think it was, I think right out the gate, probably a mistake when we have a healthy Kobbie Mainoo on the bench. Why we're, skipping out on a player like that, when we know Newcastle is going to bring athleticism and pace through the midfield. And it just seems like we, I don't know, we're not aware who we were playing, or I'm not sure.
What happened?
But I think that the mistake from the management was highlighted because they made the change in 35 minutes, right? Like, that doesn't highlight that Xerxes was doing anything wrong. Joshua Xerxes wasn't causing any issues, wasn't responsible for either goal, didn't mess up the press line, hadn't lost the ball more than any other player on the field. So making him the scapegoat is unbelievable. It just doesn't even make sense. And the way he was treated by the crowd was immensely unfair and unjust.
Disrespectful.
Because if anybody should have been getting that treatment, it should have been the management, because Kobbie Mainoo should have started the game.
100%.
So hopefully Xerxes is okay. Like, he obviously went down the tunnel and came back out. But no player deserves to go through that, be treated like that after 30 minutes of playing. It's just really, really sad to see.
Yeah, that's a big disappointment from the management.
Yeah, 100%. Because again, we talk about like setting the team up for success, and they weren't set up for success today. You don't go into a game where the other team has very athletic midfielders and love to attack through the midfield. They love to break, they love to counterattack. And our response to that was to put two of our older midfielders to start the game to be matched up against these athletic guys. And again, when we have Kobbie Mainoo healthy, fit, he should be starting the
Right,
game.
why was he
It's
not
it
starting?
just doesn't it literally doesn't make sense.
No.
And as soon as Kobe came into the game, as soon as Mainoo touched the field, immediately the game shifted. That was the first time in the 35 minutes that United maintained control of the ball, created an attack, got into Newcastle's half for basically the first time. All of it shifted when Kobbie Mainoo came onto the field. And all that highlights is that Eriksen and Casemiro needed the extra support in the midfield. But we knew that. I could have told you that before the
I
match.
know that.
We're playing against Newcastle. There aren't many teams in the Premier League that don't have athletic midfielders. So for us to not prepare appropriately and have one of our best midfielders on the field just doesn't make sense to me. It just, I don't know. So that was just kind of crazy. Crazy to see. And then again, we're giving up early goal 4 minutes into the game. The team just looked absolutely disjointed. I'm not sure what's going on, but another simple, I mean, both goals were just simple crosses and finishes. Nothing
Yeah,
complicated.
nothing
No,
special.
no one's breaking us down. No one's playing any, prime Madrid, prime Barcelona football and breaking Manchester. That's not even happening. It's like elementary goals happening. And thank God for Onana, because at least today Onana made the decision he was not getting scored on a corner kick. And at least, again, these teams are kind of making a mockery out of United. They're shooting off of corner kicks.
That's so
It's
embarrassing.
embar it
My
yeah it's embarrassing. It shouldn't be happening. But at least today Onana took charge of his box
And we love to see that.
and made sure to clear those. But yeah, I mean, these very simple crosses, these very simple direct through balls that are catching us off guard, catching our back three sleeping, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, we're playing with a three back system, right? But never in a three back system does that mean that our three center backs should be flat above the midfield line. I mean, our their forward a few times started his run in his own half and was in on goal, essentially, like running in behind us.
Dang.
It's just a lack of awareness, a lack of communication, and a lack of understanding of the formation. One of our back three should always be cognizant of what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was kind of also highlighted in our last video where we were talking about Bournemouth and Wolves, where there's some sort of like confusion almost in the players. So it kind of just seems like
100%.
that's continuing to carry on.
Yeah, it's continuing to carry on for sure. And now we've, given up the 20 goals in the games, and the record is now worse in the Premier League than it was with Ten Hag. So it's just, I don't know, it just seems like we're gonna suffer. I mean, I don't know, that's what the manager's saying, and I don't know. As a fan, that's not what you want to hear.
And I mean, we talk about the definition of insanity all the time. The club is kind of insane. They've switched managers so many times since Sir Alex Ferguson, thinking, oh yeah, this time we're gonna switch the manager and it's gonna click immediately and it's gonna be perfect and we're gonna win all these games. And we're just seeing the same thing happen over and over again, like,
100%. Yeah, I mean, I'm never a big fan of mid-season managerial changes. It's high risk because at the end of the day, you have the same group of players. So, you have to wonder, was Erik ten Hag already getting the best out of the group that we have? He obviously made some signings, made some swaps with players that he brought in the summer, players that we saw leave in the summer, like McTom, a Martial, some guys who had been at the club for a long time. But obviously we saw important players like Ugarte, who was massive. You could see him missing in the midfield, obviously, today, as the main ball winner. But those are some signings that were brought in to kind of strengthen up areas. And now, we do kind of have to be like, maybe he was getting the best out of the group, so now the new manager is coming and really having to take a look around and, not only, I guess you could say, not only is it a new formation that the players are having to try and grasp and understand, but a new manager, a new,
It's a lot of
a
changes
lot of
in a very
changes.
short period of time.
Yeah, 100%. And so I think that would be tough for anybody to like develop and truly understand that environment, and truly thrive in that environment. And it's an interesting point that the commentators, I think it was one of the Robbies, commented after the game that something with like the motivation and stuff like that, the motivation of like the players, a lot of the new managers that have come in the Premier League have come in and motivated these players and made their team better instantly. I mean, for example, like Nottingham Forest, they're in second place. You could say that last season they signed a whole bunch of players and that's part of the reason they're in this position. But at the end of the day, they brought in a new manager, were battling relegation last year, and a new manager who didn't recruit any of the players on that team now has them in second place. So I'm just, the Chelsea manager, brand new manager, was managing a lower division team last season, came into Chelsea, now has them in the top half of the table. The new Liverpool manager took over from the old coach Klopp, and yes, it was a good team. Yes, they are a good team, but still, he's able to still motivate the team and extract the best out of the group that he has until he can build the team he wants. And at the end of the day, that's what it's going to come down to. You've got to get the best out of the group you have to earn the time to build the team you want, because the time isn't on your side.
Absolutely not.
And I think that that's pretty obvious with how, I mean, Old Trafford was reacting. I mean, the energy was extremely toxic
It was
inside the
so
stadium.
bad.
So I'm not really sure what the plan will be. I mean, Ruben obviously has stated that he's going to stick with his guns, which, you have to respect. No one's asking for a change in the formation or, anything like that. I think everyone is more so focused on, like, again, when can we start seeing some of these tangibles? When can we start seeing some, you know, better when are we going to stop leaking goals?
Right.
You know, we're still not really creating opportunities. When are we going to be creating opportunities? When are we going to show that we can dominate a game again?
Mm-hmm.
You know, past just the first two games, three games.
Right. Yeah, past that honeymoon period.
Right.
So we're out of it.
We're out.
We're far out of it.
Yeah, we're out of it for sure.
Let's see the results.
Yeah, 100%. We're in the thick of it now. We're about to go into the new year. We're in the lowest position United has been in for a long time at the new year. And so there's a lot of work to be done and a lot to be desired. The transfer window is about to open. I'm not sure what that's going to mean for the club, whether there will be any incomings, outgoings. I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, something has to change. Something has to get better. Something has to look better. And I think with another difficult game ahead, it's probably going to get a little bit darker before it gets any brighter, which is sad to say, but just honestly, the reality of the situation right now.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds like we're looking to the game ahead of us and seeing, hopefully, we see something a little more of a positive action.
Yeah, 100%. Just some sort of reaction, some sort of like, feeling maybe. Obviously you don't want to go out and, you know, be reckless at the start of a game, but I feel like there has to be some sort of response. There has to be some sort of rebuttal to this run of form. And I think if you show up and you beat the league leaders at their home on their property, that might just be the shift that we need, the shift in momentum.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're definitely like battling against the momentum.
Right.
But if something like that could really shift the gears, but I feel like a lot of people probably don't think that that's a possibility. Right.
Yeah.
Now. But yeah, so I'm not sure. It was tough to watch. I think that as soon as Kobe Manu came in, the game got better. But you know, at the end of the day, yes, there are opportunities that United could have finished, probably should have finished, but. You know, we've got to look at, you know, less about the what ifs and what about what's happened, is happening. And the reality of the situation is it wasn't good enough for most of the game, which is what put them 2-0 down, which is why they were trying to dig themselves out of that hole. So that is the reality. So let's hope that a miracle happens this weekend. Let's hope that in the next couple of days, whenever the next game is, hopefully United can show up and shock Liverpool, shock the world, shock us all. That'd be phenomenal. We would love to see it. I think United are desperate for 3 points, desperate to put on any sort of performance. But like I tweeted earlier, Ten Hag probably is somewhere just sipping his tea, like smiling. You know, whatever that's worth. I think Ruben definitely has a job ahead of him. Mm-hmm. And hopefully things will start to look up. Hopefully things will turn around. But it's rough right now. These are really rough times.
Yeah.
Really, really rough times. As a Manchester United fan. I know, yeah. But what can we do?
Yeah, I know. Have no control over the situation.
Yeah, literally no control. Just gotta hope. Yeah, just gotta hope and support. But yeah, to Joshua and Xerxes, keep your head up. The result is not based on you at all. Those two goals were not on your head in the slightest.
You were
just the one person who was subbed to bring on someone who should have started the game.
Honestly.
Who was Kobe Mainoo,
yep.
Who thankfully came on, because without him, it could have gotten worse. So Kobe Mainoo, phenomenal. Onana, thank you for stopping us getting scored on by set pieces. And yeah, that's really it. I mean, we saw Bruno's face when they showed.
Yeah, he looked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all Bruno.
Yeah.
So that's all.
Yeah.
So if you made it this far, thanks for tuning in.
Yes.
Those were our thoughts on Manchester United's 2-0 loss to Newcastle at Old Trafford. Let's hope for better days and hope for a surprise win against Liverpool.
Yes, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Bye.